When thinking of Hispanics, also called Latinos in the U.S., issues such as pay equality and immigration often come to mind. But a recent study shows that the Latino community has strong opinions on U.S. foreign policy when it comes to sensitive issues such as the Israeli-Palestinian conflict.
There is growing dissatisfaction among American citizens about the policies of the Israeli government. It's not an opposition to the State of Israel, but it's concern about Israeli policies.
A study from the Foundation for Ethnic Understanding released this week reports that 48% of Latinos believe the United States is too supportive of Israel, with only 19% saying the U.S. wasn't supportive enough. Philip Wilcox of the Foundation for Middle East Peace explains why we're seeing a changing attitude from the Latino community.
This is a broader sense among other American groups, too. Indeed, there is a growing division within the American Jewish community about Israel's policy. It's not opposition to Israel, but it's opposition to Israeli policies.
Only 15% of Jews believe the U.S. was too supportive of Israeli settlement building and military aid out of nearly 750 people polled. I'm standing in front of the Portuguese embassy. The study not only surveyed Latinos' shifting attitudes towards U.S. foreign policy in the Middle East, but also evaluated feelings of anti-Semitism in Spanish-speaking communities. And that is what many members of the Latino community worry about. Some disagree with the findings and feel they were very divisive instead of nation-building. Ricardo Hernandez of the Hispanic Institute spoke to me from his remote office by phone.
Let me put it this way. I don't believe it, first. Second, if we're going to paint this with a broad brush, I mean, what scares me or makes me afraid is that someone or some group of someone's will read this one poll and determine, okay, Mexicans don't like Jews.
According to some estimates, the United States sends more than $5 billion in aid to Israel every year. Experts say this is the center of what is causing the shift in attitudes of the U.S.'s handling of the decades-old Middle East conflict. Colin Campbell, Press TV, Washington.